On Saturday, Boulder will celebrate its first Clela Rorex Day. Rorex, who passed away earlier this summer, was known as a gay rights pioneer. In 1975, when she was serving as a newly elected Boulder County clerk, she became the first clerk in the nation to knowingly certify a marriage between a same-sex couple. Before being pushed out of office, Rorex issued a total of 6 marriage licenses to gay couples in Boulder County. I spoke with Marty Moore, one of Rorex's close friends, and the executive director of Out Boulder County, who says Rorex fought for equal rights until the day she died. Marty, thanks so much for talking with me.
I'm happy to be here this morning. Thank you.
So to start, can you just tell me about Clela Rorex? How did you meet Clela? And, you know, what was she like as a friend and as a leader?
Yeah, so I had the pleasure of meeting Clela shortly before the one-year anniversary of civil unions in the state of Colorado. And through that, I found a really kind person. I found a person who tells really good stories. Like you, I could ask anything. One of the fun stories, in the last month or so of her life, we were visiting and I had walked outside of the office and I said, "Clela, did you ever smoke?" She's like, "I smoked twice." And she said she had just gotten elected as county clerk. And as Clela tells it, you know, people weren't that excited about this young 30-year-old feminist who is now county clerk, you know, as a men's club. And she had this big budget. And so she went in to meet with the county commissioners, sat down, and she said, "I took a pack of cigarettes in with me and I was making my points to the county commissioners about why I needed this budget." And she took one out, she put it up to her lips and lit it, and she lit the wrong end. And she was like, "So my smoking career was very short, Marty." And she had a good chuckle in remembering that one. But Clela was an independent woman who tells really good stories. And I made a friend that many people already had.
So there's a quote from Clela that she gave in an interview with WNYC where she explains why she issued a marriage license to a same-sex couple. She says that as a woman who was fighting for her own equality, she couldn't imagine denying that equality to someone else. I mean, as a feminist, where do you think that Clela fit into the gay rights movement?
Yeah. In thinking about Clela as related to like where I am in the movement and thinking about like her leading the way, one of the stories that Clela hates, absolutely hates, is anytime anybody brings up the horse, where the guy walked into the courthouse with his horse and he's like, "I want to marry my horse," because he was discounting like LGBT people as humans.
So I'm going to jump in here just for listeners. After Clela, newly elected county clerk, decided to issue a marriage license to a same-sex couple, she faced a ton of backlash. She got hate mail, and one guy decided to ride his horse to the court office and demand that Clela marry him and his horse. So this horse story ended up getting a ton of attention and really launching Clela into the national spotlight because Johnny Carson brought it up and was joking about it on his Tonight Show monologue.
"You know, this could be the first time that a husband will ride his wife to the wedding reception."
Yeah, so I was reading about it in Ms. Magazine, you know, being a 10-year-old, you know, in 75, Clela was doing it. She wasn't just burning her bra, like she was running for office. And we talk about, you know, I'm old enough to remember the year of the woman, like, give me a break. Just go down the list of what these amazing women who, against all odds, ran for office and did those things. And Clela was one of those. She didn't know any gay people when she issued that first marriage license. But she didn't think that it was held out for only straight people. And so Clela's feminism was always intact. Clela's inclusion of trans people in the LGBT community was never questioned. You know, and Clela wasn't perfect. None of us are perfect. But like a good ally, She was always wanting to learn and correct mistakes and move forward. It's a tremendous loss for me personally. And it's a tremendous loss for our community. She's kind of a rock star. She's somebody who's going to be missed in our community. She had a pretty dry yet wicked sense of humor, and was a proponent of women in politics and of moving the ball forward with special attention to the LGBT community.
Marty Moore is the executive director of Out Boulder County and a longtime friend of Clela Rorick's. Marty, thanks so much for talking with me.
It's been my pleasure. Alexis, thanks for having me.
In honor of Clela Rorick's Day, Out Boulder County is asking people to hang their rainbow flags on Saturday.